This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the sponsor of this show, Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collects and uses your private information without your knowledge. They're checking out your internet history. Can you imagine everywhere you've ever gone? You don't want your internet history being out there shown to anybody or held by anybody. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forevermore. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or family, three different plans to meet your needs starting at only $6.95 a month, meaning $6.95. That's it. And use code WAR and you get 3 months free. So you don't even pay the $6.95 for 3 months. And then you pay $6.95. It's all at Patriot VPN. That's patriotvpn.com.
Welcome back. You're listening again to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie. More about me at leeelsie.com. Send me an email, leeelsieradio@gmail.com. Also, our Facebook page, which is always kind of fun and interactive. Lee Elsie, Voice of Freedom. Check that out every single day and be part of the show in the morning and come back and be part of the show again at night. My very good pal, who is down there in Florida right now. Again, he used to be a professor. He's still once a professor, I guess, always a professor. He's run for just about every political office in New Jersey. In fact, it's too bad you didn't run this go around, Dr. Murray Sabrin, because you might have won. It seems like there's a crazy flip going on in the country, which is a good thing. Dr. Murray Sabrin is joining us.
Pleasure being with you. This is what happens when the left in the country pushes really hard for their agenda, and people think, do we really want this for America? Do we really want this for our community? Do we really want this for our family and kids? And the people said no. And in New Jersey, Phil Murphy was supposed to coast to an easy victory. And even though the AP called the race for Murphy, it looks like there'll be a recount because the separation is, I think, by 20,000 votes,
right,
which is about less than 1%. So it's a very tight race. And it just shows you that the polling didn't pick up the sentiment of the people. And I've been saying for years that if the left goes too far, and they have it under Biden, the people are going to push back very hard. And we saw that in Virginia, where it was supposed to be a very close race or an easy victory for McAuliffe. But people are just fed up with what's going on in this country with more and more government regulations, more taxes, more spending. And people don't want this type of statism in our country. Unfortunately, there's enough still left in the country, and that's why I've been writing books and speaking out about this for the past 30, 40 years.
All right, we'll get to those books in just a second, but I want to get political with you for just a moment. The midterm coming up in 2022, obviously now Democrats are on notice. Here's my political question for you. Did the Republicans peak too early here? Like a warning flag to the Democrats that the course that they're on just will not sit well with the American people, and they do have now 12 months to adjust that. So I know it's good on the surface for the Republicans. You've got a win in Virginia. You've got a very close race in New Jersey, but can now the Democrats sort of reset themselves and try to win back some of the folks that they lost?
No, I don't think so, because they're so ideologically committed to big government.
Right.
It's very hard for them to change colors in the middle of the race. And I think that the Democrats politically could be very in big trouble next year and in the presidential election in 2024, because the country doesn't want socialism. Actually, it's really socialists want is really fascism, which I talk about in my book on universal medical care. The government is overreaching. This is the commitment of the progressives for more than 100 years to systematically increase the size and scope of government and take over every aspect of our lives. And health care is something that I've been writing about, as you know. And this is a disaster waiting to happen. And hopefully we'll get back to what I think we should have is a free market medical care system where the doctor-patient relationship is at the forefront, right, of medical care, as opposed to Dr. Fauci and his minions in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, we've talked about that a number of times. What's the publication you have out for that again, where folks can read more about that?
It's called Universal Medical Care, From Conception to End of Life, The Case for a Single-Payer System, This is not Bernie Sanders' single-payer system. This is Murray Sabrin's single-payer system, which is the individual of the family being in charge of their medical care, paying for their medical care, and having a less role for the insurance companies, and getting eventually government out of medical care completely, because there's no constitutional authorization for the federal government to be involved in medical care. One bit, if you look at Article 1, Section 8, there's nothing about medical care in there.
All right, everyone. His name is Dr. Murray Sabrin. We're going to hold him over for one more break. We'll come back and we'll talk about his latest publication. He is one smart cat, so we'll get into that in just a few minutes. Keep it right here. Again, Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. Keep listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.